Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. It is episode number 105. That's right, 105 episodes. This week we welcome Vicky Barbalack back in the studio. Who's excited?
I'm excited.
Woo! We want to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Sapori Cafe and Catering, Rochester's favorite lunch spot. If you haven't been, they're located inside the Powers Building atrium, or you could have them cater your very own special event. Visit at Sapori Rochester for more details. Also, our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. They're making Rochester's favorite beer, The Kind. We love it. Don't forget, if you're coming to the show here at Comedy at the Carlson, try one out. You're going to love it. Do good things and always be kind. And now here's your host, Mrs. Paulino's baby boy. It's me, Vinny Paulino. Hi, everybody.
Mrs. Paulino's baby boy. She's very disappointed in him.
He's kind of bouncy. Kill that music. Oh, what an episode.
Yeah.
Her bouncy. Oh, my God. The energy out of you. The energy out of you. Do you see what I deal with people?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like when you. I just don't like you doing the intro. I miss Ross. I'm sad.
You want to know something funny about
that? I'm saddened.
Ross always finds a way to kick you right in the nuts during these things, and you're still sad?
I'm still, because he also kicks you, too, so it makes me happy.
Bring it on. Give me your best shot.
I already did. That's all I got for you this
Vicky Barbalack's coming on the show today, folks.
She'll bring things back around.
If you recall, Vicky was on America's Got Talent. She was on the Best of America's Got Talent, too. Mm-hmm. She also has been touring all over the country performing. She was an interesting interview the last time we had her on here. I believe
Very
it was episode 72. And her story is very unique because she's one of those people who was a road dog who spent years and years and years traveling and doing comedy to the best that she can and blew up after one television appearance. And she made it.
And that people think that's the dream, that's what happens. You get one television appearance, you get one late night TV spot, and all of a sudden you're huge. But that's not the way
it's not usually
goes.
How it works.
No.
And it's one of those literal Cinderella rags or riches stories. Mm-hmm. Still, as far as I know, still lives in the trailer park.
We'll have to ask her about
We're going
to
ask her about the trailer park. And your questions are always welcome. The text line is open, 585-484-0265. Feel free to text us anything you want to know from Vicky. Now, that being said, we have a lot of fun things coming up here at the Carlson, but we made a big announcement on the Facebook page this week, and I feel like I need to talk about it just a minute or so before we start. Hit my PC, Joe. We have, for the very first time here at Comedy at the Carlson, we announced Comedy College at the Carlson. We are going to be doing our very first stand-up comedy classes here. Now, that is not something that I never wanted to teach a comedy class in my life, and I'm not teaching this class. No. A lot of people think that I'm teaching this class. I'm not teaching the class. So I am involved in helping to organize it and put together curriculum for what I think people are really going to need to know. But the goal of this class is very simple. It's to take people who have never done comedy before or have done it fewer than 10 times and help them create a decent five-minute set.
We want rookies.
We want rookies.
Yeah.
We want to help people who've never done this before develop and learn the business. So if that's you, please keep an eye out on the Carlson Comedy Facebook page. There's going to be an announcement on how to enroll. Now, here's the thing about comedy classes and the reason why, in my opinion, they get such a bad name. And they do get a bad name.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because there's that old adage, those who can't do teach. There's that whole adage you know, it's taking advantage of people who don't know any better because you can't teach someone to be funny. I don't think you can teach somebody to be funny. I will 100% say that. I think that funny people can learn how to do stand-up.
Yes, definitely.
I think that's a little more accurate. So that being said, the whole point of this thing is to give people an opportunity to learn. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that we're serious and we're putting our money and our time where our mouth is. And that's why the tuition for this class.
How much is it, Vinny?
$0, Brian.
$0?
That's right, $0. There's going to be very limited space, though. It's probably only going to be about 10 to 20 spots.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a free comedy class. It's going to be taught by multiple comedians teaching you lots of different things as well as comedy bookers. So keep an eye out on Comedy at the Carlson's Facebook page for that. And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing some new blood.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Brian. Thank you for adding in. Vicky Barbalack will be here in just a few minutes. Remember, text in your questions for her. We are going to be back after these words from Comedy at the Carlson about our upcoming shows. Brian, why don't you tell the people who's coming?
I will do that, Vinny. Everybody, got lots of cool shows coming up here at Comedy at the Carlson. Check out our schedule at carlsoncomedy.com. We have this very weekend Vicky Barbalak. And on Thanksgiving Eve, Dr. Dirty John Valby, November 27th. Chris Allen, November 29th and 30th. You heard him on the show last week. And Chris Frangiola on December 5th through the 7th. And from the 12th through the 14th of December, we have Sam Morrill. April Macy, December 19th through the 21st. And Mike Cannon, One Night Only on December 20th. Rich Voss on December 26th and 28th.
Bring your hats!
And on New Year's Eve, we have John DeCrosta. Tim Meadows, January 2nd through the 4th. Trevor Wallace, the 16th through 18th of January. And Jade Cotta Preta on February 27th through the 29th. Come see us at a show. If you need tickets, check out carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY.
See you at a show!
Well, what do you know? We are back. And joining us in studio, we have a couple of special guest stars, guest surprises. We have Vicky Barbalak on the couch returning, her lovely dog, and her lovely husband, Lou.
Hey, it's great to be back here. I was here just a very short year ago.
You
want to
fix the camera, Brian? Maybe help me out a little bit?
Nope.
Wake up.
I think I look good there.
So,
there we go.
Lou, how are you, man?
Get a little more of my neck in the shot.
Do me a favor. Come back to me, Joe, for a second. I'm with Vicky. I need a little more double chin.
I need more chin.
In my shot.
More chin,
if you get
please.
A little more double
more chin.
More chin. A little extra double chin. That'd be
Can
great.
Can you get some on my thigh? Can you get a little on my thigh?
Yeah, get Vicky's
here?
Thigh, please.
Can you get a little of this thigh in here, too? Get the fit chin and the thigh together, and let's put it out there.
I believe we're watching animal abuse is what we're watching right now.
Poor dog.
Poor doggy.
Poor Jimmy.
Vicky, so nice to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. I had so much fun when I was here a year ago, and then I said some really inappropriate things on your show that I forgot you actually had an audience, and I got a little trouble. But
you got in trouble from this
really?
Show?
Really?
Well, it's when I, oh, God, I'm already doing
was
it
Was it the story about when you were
yes,
a young girl working,
yes,
at, working for your parents?
Story, yeah.
That's the story got you in trouble?
Yeah.
Well,
we don't need to repeat.
No, we don't.
We're
no
honored. We're honored, yeah, though. Yeah, we got great. You in trouble.
Yeah. Ever since then, on podcasts, I've tried to be a little more careful.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Hey,
just
you know,
let it all flow.
Let's, you know, don't worry. You guys talk me into anything. And plus, the drugs you give us, it's just that's the thing. You know, that's your secret. I don't know if anybody else knows about these guys.
Look at Lou's smile. He drank his juice.
That's right.
He drank the juice again. Exactly.
And those are just the drugs you know about that we give you.
I know. It's in the muffins.
So that's why they call me Vinnie Brand Muffins. That's my nickname. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man. It's not just when I take my shirt off that I look like a muffin. It's because I drug people.
You're half the man you used to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great. I mean, you look great before, but you know.
I've been in the gym like a lunatic.
Yeah, it shows great. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you very much.
I picked it all up on the tour.
I think you look great.
I've been eating like a pig. It's so hard on the road. Yeah. I mean, you want to try all the food, you know, like when I'm here, I have the garbage pail. And then that started me off, actually. I mean, you know, I just, when you're in a city, you have to try the food. And I go to all these cities and I try everybody's food. And
hold on. Are you blaming us?
Yeah, you guys are the ones that maybe gained this 18 pounds.
So we got you in trouble and made you gain weight.
Yeah, everything in my life that's a problem came from this podcast.
And yet you came back.
I did, because, you know, I love misery. I'm a comedian. I'm sucking it up.
Listen, it's called a garbage plate. If somebody fed you out of a garbage pail here, I'll apologize. On behalf
that's
of
right.
The city.
I keep forgetting. Plate. It ends up in a pail after you eat it. But best thing is, it always comes back the same way as it came up. When you throw it up, it looks exactly like when
no
they
difference.
Plated it. Yep. It's the best. It's like a re-serving meal that just keeps coming back.
It's a very small footprint, they call it. Environmental footprint. It's very small.
It's great.
So listen, I got to ask you this. If you're talking about the food that's out there and how difficult it is on the road, I completely agree with you. Did you see this lawsuit that's happening right now?
Yeah, the Burger King.
The Burger King
the,
one?
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the guy is saying they cooked it on the grill that had the meat on it.
Yeah.
And... And so he's doing. I mean, the guy is. If only I'd have thought of it, right? Do we all not regret that?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to start a class action against Burger King.
Yeah.
You could get in right now, ground floor.
Let me.
I want to sue them because they always put those shitty onion rings in with my fries. You know, you get a couple of those in there.
What?
Contamination, if that's what we're doing.
That's a bonus.
That's everyone's bonus.
It's the bonus
You will
ring.
Never win on that.
It's the bonus ring.
This is
Although
America.
You might try it. But you might as well give it a shot.
They'll settle. I'll get a settlement at the very least.
So have you heard the alternative way they offer to cook that? They will offer. They microwave it.
Yeah, lucky us.
Ugh.
Delicious.
My wife's a vegetarian, and she eats those Impossible Whoppers, and she saw that, and she's like, I don't give a shit.
That's right.
Yeah,
God bless
she
her.
She was like, who
yes.
cares?
They're actually good.
You know, if you're going to be that much of a vegetarian, God bless you. But as they say in the South. But, I mean.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. But I think that.
Bless your heart. I hope you die.
That's it. I think that it is amazing how delicious they are. Because we don't eat meat anyway. We used to eat a hamburger on our birthday just for fun.
Yeah.
And then, like, on we ate our last hamburger about a month ago. There's this place people go, oh, you got to eat this hamburger. So, okay, and we're like, no. It just, after you don't eat them, but the Beyond Burger, it just feels good after you eat it. It's just delicious.
I've never tried one yet.
They're great.
It's just like a burger.
They're great. I like to lick the meat products off of them before I actually eat the burger. I like to lick the meat grease from the grill.
Yeah, so you get a bonus onion ring and bonus grease.
The real meat.
Well, I'll throw an onion ring back at them if they put it in my bag. But,
that's funny.
Come on. So, Vicky, you've been touring all over the place.
Yeah. It's been fun.
What's been going on this last year since I've seen it? Because it feels like it was yesterday that we met for the first time.
So the big thing that happened to me in terms of, like, career-wise is Simon Cowell's company signed me as a comic, and I'm the first comic that they've ever taken in under their management, kind of. And then he got me these big managers, and that's how I got the Jimmy Kimmel Room in Las Vegas and stuff. And
you know, it's so funny you brought that up about Simon because I had his number the other day and I lost it. And I'm wondering if you mind giving me Simon's number.
Right,
I'll
give it to everyone.
That'd
it's 310 285-6752.
Okay.
Is that correct? Yeah, I think pretty sure that's right.
Okay, well, there's your added bonus for this week's episode. It's not an onion ring, but try to give some.
Texting him right now, asking where he gets his tight shirts.
Wouldn't it be funny if that the way I can remember nothing in my life, and I actually remembered one thing. No, I'm not.
If this was an episode of Family Guy, it would cut to Simon in his kitchen at his photo. He's like, what's a garbage pail? Like, he just doesn't know what's going on.
Vicky who?
That's huge.
So it's been fun. And then just having so much fun in city. I think I really started in October. I think I was here in November.
Yeah.
And then it just... So it's been really fun meeting people, and you know, like, I've made friends, and I mean, I used to meet road comics, and you know, they would tell me they met people that they connected with, and when they came back, and literally we have really met some really cool people that, you know, we never would have met if we weren't on the tour, and I gotten to do all these fun things.
People like Simon Cowell.
But it's just been so much fun.
Well. You're still driving, though. You're still doing the drive across country, or are you flying these
days? No, we're flying.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we can't.
Have you retired the shaggin' wagon?
No. my wedding business?
Yeah.
No. In fact, we're thinking about leaving it in Vegas full time and doing the weddings out there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Because people can't, I've only married two people this whole year because nobody can afford me because I have to give up a weekend. So nobody wants to pay me, you know, the bunch of money for the wedding.
Yeah, and everybody wants their wedding on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, so,
and that's prime comedy time.
Yeah,
baby.
And so we're talking to Caesars and maybe like do a deal where we can work with them because they're employing me. So I want to, you know.
Vicky Barblack's Wedding Chapel.
Yeah. It's called Wedding Chapel to Go. But the thing that's special
is
the van where we offer the half hour, $29.95 half hour honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And so the question is where to park it. And Caesars is kind of skittish about, you know, people doing it in the parking lot. So we have to come to an agreement about how we can.
Park it right between the slots and the roulette.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the gambling floor should be fine.
Yeah,
somewhere. See why not? It's Vegas.
Honestly, if I were them, I would make it a thing. Like, do they last the full 30 minutes? Step right up.
They'd be placing bets. That's hilarious. Yeah, they'd be like, odds are
have
odds
Lou
are on
there
30
just
minutes.
With a little green visor on.
How long will it shake?
I'm pretty sure that's somehow illegal even in Vegas to wager on sexual activity. I'm pretty sure.
Can it be, though? Can it be?
I don't know.
I don't think it... That's brilliant.
Government's stifling us.
Actually, I know this. Creativity. I could call a guy right now. I know a guy who's a... He works... he's a bet... Like, he's a scientist betting guy in Las Vegas. He handles all the...
A fancy bookie.
Yeah, he handles all the, you know, handicaps. He does it all day long, every day, for all the casinos. I could call him up if you want. I could ask him.
How are you adjusting to Vegas?
You know, at first, I guess I didn't know how fun it would be. I never understood why anyone would want to be there. But what happens is, it is really cool because people come from all over the world. It's so simple. Everybody should know that. But I'm so dumb. I didn't get it. Like, when you're performing there, there's people from all over the world that come. Like, the other night, there's people from New Zealand and Canada that see AGT. And they were all there. And so it's like you can just sit there and people will come to you. And it's really, really fun. And Lou and I have been having a ball. They closed the pool at the Link, and that was a bummer. They closed it November 5th for the winter, and it's an adult pool, 21 and up, topless and everything.
Yeah,
you know, well, I thought it was topless. This guy came up to me and he said, "Put your suit back on." He didn't even work there, but still, it was an adult area. It was very fun, even though they made me put my suit back on. But that we loved, and they closed that. So then. We've been doing some other stuff there, but
it is the most unique place in the world. Like, you can go lose all your life savings and then go shoot a machine gun, you know, for $20.
Yeah.
And the only thing I hate about it is just it's
take
so
a helicopter
much,
ride
it's
and
so
jump
much
right
walking.
Out.
Yeah, it's true. You don't think you're going to walk that far because everything looks like it's like 30 seconds away and it's 4 hours.
Yep.
But the really cool thing I'm just saying for me is the Link is this new thing, and it's you know where that what do you call it, the high roller, the big merry-go-round?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where the Jimmy Kimmel thing is. So they took that old crappy Imperial Palace and they polished that turd up and made it into the Link Hotel, and they really did an amazing fun. It's a super adult fun place. And then they made this new street, brand new street called the Promenade, and they put all these bitchin' bars and the Brooklyn Theater for music and just great place to hang out. So it's really all together. And so it's right across from the Paris and Caesars. So in that one area, if you stay there, you don't have to even walk very far.
Isn't it
everywhere?
It's such a weird concept to me, the way Vegas and Disney even did the same thing, they're just like, we're going to take all these things that are from around the world and put them all in one place.
Yeah.
Boom. There it is.
It looks like Disneyland, this new street promenade. It looks like Disneyland for adults. It is so cool. It's like they built it for like hipsters and stuff. And it's truly, it is actually really cool.
Hipster got, can you build your own lightsaber there?
He probably could.
Oh, okay, then.
And they have a bunch of virtual rides, a whole building of virtual rides.
I think the most Vegas thing in Vegas, though, is that you can go in the Venetian and take a ride on a fake gondola in a fake river indoors.
Yeah, indoors.
In fake Venice.
Yeah,
wow. Is that hilarious? So dumb.
Yeah,
and you're just like, and then I walked past it, so they're charging $35, and it's just like to go.
No.
For 20 minutes?
You get outside for like 1 second, right? And the one moment you get outside. I'm like, that's to me.
Yeah,
it's like,
goes
what?
Outside for like the length of this hallway. And then it goes right back indoors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere for that ride.
Yeah.
That place is crazy. That place is nuts.
Yeah.
I'm adjusting the camera. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, the heat doesn't bother me too much. Does it bother you?
Well, we haven't been there.
We started on November... No, September
24th. Oh, okay.
September 24th. So it's still like warm, but not too bad.
Yeah, that's the only thing about the walking, at least. It's a lot of walking, but you're mostly inside.
Yeah. And like, it's just, and I've met a lot of very cool old Vegas people in the last few months. And I have these really
those
old,
are better than carnies.
They really are. Yeah. I know this one guy in his 90s. He was like, he's 90 years old still right now, and he's still a publicist. His name is Norm. He started the Mint 500, and he knew everybody, and he's just still, you know, walking around Las Vegas. And so
I'll take his number too.
Yeah, I'll give you his number. He is really cool. You got to come and do this show, seriously, Vinny.
Oh, wow.
And it is so much fun. And meet Norm, because he is so cool. So he's taken me and a couple other old people that I met, taking me all the old cool places like that people in Vegas go to.
Yeah.
These old rooms, like this place called the Village Pub. And like it, It's like all the old regulars coming, you know, and then you look at the bar and there's these people with really long gray hair shaking with their cigarette, just playing their video poker, you know, it's just day to day. And it's so classic. I mean, and then I know I don't make it sound wonderful, but listen, it is wonderful.
Your description, I've heard graveyards that are more appealing
I swear to God, I know that. But I just mean when you glance over the bar, that's what you're seeing. But then in the other part of it, it's all like red, you know, Naga hide and prime rib. And it's just like, it's the locals kind
of. So basically you walk past the cemetery to get your
steak. Yeah, but I mean, I still love looking in. I said, look, you just look into this classic scene at this bar and it's just so classic.
I don't think Naga hide exists outside of Vegas anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
I think that's where it's
there's plenty in my trailer if you want to come and look at it. But yeah, no, it's hard to find. It's rare.
So do you still have residency in your trailer park?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we bought that second best trailer in our park and we
still number two.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like the bad thing about trailers is our park has rats and I'm terrified to go home because every time we come home after 6 weeks, I'm like, now we've been gone for 3 weeks. And I was just thinking about it this morning. When we come home, see what they did to our kitchen. It's like there's no way around it. I mean, last time I came home, they ate my makeup. They ate my, that's why I look so bad.
That's why
I
we test on animals to make sure we'll kill them.
Yes.
Kill them
for fabulous.
I mean, they went in the bathroom and ate my makeup. I mean, why are they eating my makeup? They ate the kitchen. So it's like, and our neighbors try to get them while we're gone, but we don't have a cat. We probably should rent a cat or something.
A big, nasty cat.
Yeah, because the thing about our trailer park is we're across from the county park. And
you're telling me in your whole trailer park, no one could spare a cat?
Well, maybe somebody could loan me. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they could just drop a, you know what I'm saying? Somebody could just, because I don't know what to do. Because I'm terrified to go home. We're coming home Sunday. We haven't been home for 3 weeks. I mean, there's probably like, it's terrifying.
So when you come in, do you ever see, like, you see them?
Oh, yeah.
They look at you?
Yeah. They're like dogs.
Like,
hey, welcome home.
With their smoky eyes.
We need to restock the cookies. We're out of Cheez-Its. They make a list.
Oh, that's sweet of them. Yeah. And no tip for the maid.
No.
Bunch of creeps.
You know, I have a French maid and everything.
You do?
I do. Her name is Fifi. She lives in my trailer park. Her name is Chris. But we make her wear a French maid outfit when she's
trying
in our
to scoot the rats
Yeah,
out.
And we have a camera, so we check to see if she's wearing the outfit. I'll give you her picture so you can put it up online.
So wait. You actually pay someone to clean your house, which like, yeah, there's a catch.
Yeah, we bought it for her, and she has to wear it. It's just, I just think it's important.
What happens, Lou, if she doesn't wear it? If you catch her without it?
She wouldn't do it. She would, yeah. We give her a big extra tip and everything. And in fact, Lonnie called yesterday, probably with rat news. Her husband actually tries to battle the rats, too, when we're gone.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he's nice. Yeah. Plumber, actually, is pretty cool.
Yeah, so you'd think he'd be more successful with him. But.
Drown a rat. I am so fascinated by this. This whole concept of paying someone to wear a French maid costume.
Oh, yeah.
Well, normally, a lot of people get paid to wear French maid costumes, but it's you're normally in a different context.
What's that old line Drew Carey has? Why make the money?
Yeah.
Why make the money if you don't enjoy spending
it? Exactly. And the fact that she's cleaning my house in a French maid outfit when I'm not there, it just makes me so happy. So it just makes – and I like to let all the other neighbors see her strolling over to my house in her French maid outfit. And then we also do this other thing when I do local charity events in San Diego. At the end of the show, I auction off brunch at the trailer for like 6 people, and then part of the brunch is Fifi serves. She dresses Fifi, my French maid, serves the brunch and everything.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, she's a riot. She's a real cool woman. She's just really cute. She's a little older than me, looks way cuter than me. She's a little beach girl who grew up, and
that's
she's
so
just
nice.
Adorable.
So, you know, she may wear the French maid outfit, but you know, she's California.
She pulls it off. She looks hot.
Do you make her do the accent?
No.
Lou, do you make her do the accent? Tell the truth.
She talks like an old stoner from Ocean Beach, which is what she is. Hey, I'm Fifi, a French maiden.
Yeah, it sounds about
anybody
like
anybody wants some more champagne?
You gotta leave her wine if you want her.
Yeah. To. Oh, and she drinks my wine when I'm not the home too. So
you make me dress up in an outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna drink your goddamn
wine. You're right.
Yeah. I hope you have recorded this. She's just sitting there going, "Make me wear this stupid outfit." Just kicking shit.
She's so cute, and she tries to replace it, and she always buys the wrong one. So now I just leave her a box in the fridge. I don't know why I didn't think about it earlier.
boxed wine and a French maid outfit.
Yeah. Class all
the way.
Is it
like a Party City French maid outfit, or is it like?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it was the deluxe model.
It was a nice one. The $20.
Yeah, and then I buy her new gloves every month, fresh new gloves.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I think that's the most important part of it.
Right, and she wants the fingerless ones, which are $16.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Lace. Well, she actually is particular. She wants the lace fingerless ones because she can do the work better. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, Chris, it's kind of expensive. Oh, I don't care. That's all I want. So I get them for her.
Yeah. Well, technically, she works for you, and you could just say, hey, listen, here's your gloves, get to work, and leave my wine alone.
While you're at it.
And you employee you. Like, what are you doing?
And kill a rat or two, for Christ's sake.
You're too nice.
Club a rat. She, when it, he used
she's drunk in a maid's office, just with rats running around her right now.
with their little feather duster. Oh.
Passed out on the floor with rats circling her.
She probably leaves the doors open for those rats.
You know what's so funny? It's like, you know, now that I said this out loud about the rats, now no one will ever come to dinner again. So now we won't have to cook.
Yeah, some charity prize. I got bit and I needed a tetanus shot. Thanks.
That's so...
We're trying to do something good for charity.
That is so sad. You know, they'll come over and then they'll go, you know, we really don't feel hungry. They won't eat, but they'll just probably drink.
No, I don't need to sit.
No, good.
I'll stand.
What's that little?
Is your maid okay?
By the way, it's looking a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Let's use those fingerless gloves, kill a rat with them, would you please? So you're just hanging out in Vegas. Your house, your trailer is... Sounds like it's doing okay.
Overrun with rodents. Yeah. Oh my God. It's funny though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people say use poison, but then they're going to die right there. There's just no way around it. We're just going to have to live with thousands and thousands of rats for the rest of our lives, I guess.
You don't though. You don't. That's the thing.
I wish somebody could fix it.
Well, when I'm there, I trap them and I catch them.
We're never home. We haven't been home.
But we have never home.
We go home like once a month.
I have mice and I catch them in the little no-kill traps. And then I drop them off my neighbor's house. Is that what you do with yours? Just walk one block away and just let them go.
That's hilarious.
Near
do you ever just have them in the trap and just throw them from your balcony into other people's trailers?
You need a catapult. That's what you need.
My daughter-in-law is a total vegan, doesn't kill anything. So when they trap them, mice and rats, they take them out into somewhere and they release them.
That's what I do, yeah. I do that.
Just in from control. You might need to hold that a little closer to your mouth. There you go, buddy. So let's backtrack here about something you mentioned, and I have to ask this. The first time you meet Simon Cowell, how nervous are you, and what is that guy like?
Yeah, he was... You know,
I'm not asking you to crap
on him. It wasn't like a moment, like, because he was like, I think what happened was clearly before the few seconds before I met him, I was with my daughters backstage at AGT.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter says, Mommy, Simon's going to probably buzz you. So when he buzzes you, just keep going. And so I didn't think he was going to like me because I just thought he wouldn't. And I thought, well, it's not going to, you know, whatever. And then when he liked me so well, and that was just so surprising to me, just because, you know, it was the last thing I heard before I went on stage that he was probably going to buzz me for my kids.
Right.
And they were just being kind because they didn't know that I knew the rules of the show, which of course I didn't. And so, when he liked me and everything, it was great. And then he's been just so kind, and he's just, you know, he's wonderful. He's just I know other people have different views, but I've always, like, my daughters and I, we loved watching The Voice. We loved,
American Idol.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. We loved American Idol. It was our show. You know, we loved it until Lily went to college and we all broke, you know, but when we lived all together, that was our thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loved that show until America went to college.
America, exactly. Something came up for America. But we always liked him then. We always thought he was like direct and real. And if he wouldn't have liked me, I probably wouldn't have liked him any less. Or maybe I would have, but I just didn't expect that he would. So.
So first time actual interaction with the guy, like, what do you say to him?
Oh, he just.
Like, I mean. When you see somebody on TV like that, especially someone who is so straightforward and direct, and you're an artist, you're someone who's putting yourself out there, and then he's technically judging you, and then you know how he is, and then you meet him.
Yeah.
What comes out of your mouth when you first say him? Just hello, how are you, nice to meet you?
In that case with him, I didn't spaz out at all.
Okay.
I spazzed out when I met Heidi for the first time. And then I was with Simon a few weeks ago at a champions event, and like I was like, I was like, I didn't want to like, I don't know if I should go talk to him, whatever, and I did, and it was just so fun that I'm so glad that I did, because you know, like even though like he might be up on my upper management team and he put together this amazing managers for me, I still don't feel like, you know, we're like buds. So it was really, it was even for me, it was hard for me to even walk up to him and talk to him 2 weeks ago, but I was really glad I did. So, I mean, he's just real nice. And, but it is totally intimidating.
Yeah. You like, know, I, when you told me that you signed with him, just to, that was the first I had known that. And I just immediately thought, how do you even talk with him? Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's just very, very briefly. Very nice. Yeah, I didn't mention the rats at all, but I didn't even bring it up.
You might have, you might have gotten.
Hopefully he doesn't see this.
You might have gotten a couple better managers if you had mentioned the French maid. So I'm going to say.
I'll bring Fifi to the meeting. Yeah, she's, oh my God, she's so cute. I'll show you guys.
A new important part of my management team.
I'll give you her picture. And
Well, she didn't mention the managers. Let's see who they managed. Britney Spears, Aerosmith, Paul McCartney, Reba McEntire. Nobody big, though.
Yeah, all has-beens, really.
And it's so funny because I'm the only comic they work with. They don't, but they, I mean, when I say they don't know what to do, they got me into Las Vegas like that. I mean,
and see, that's.
Yeah, that's and they're taking me around with all these Caesars executives, and they're going, what room do you want? I go, the ladies' room will be fine with me. Let's get real. I'm like, let's start small. And then it came to like the one agent, a manager, he really liked this one room at Caesars, this which is Wayne Newton's room right now, called the Cleopatra's Barge, and it's old and smelly, and there's a barge in the middle. It's far out. I really like it. It's so funky. Or the Jimmy Kimmel. It came down to one of those two, and I'm like, I never thought that I'd get Jimmy Kimmel. So I was like, Are you kidding me?
So you have a standing show Tuesday night.
Yeah.
At Caesars.
Yeah.
In Jimmy Kimmel's room,
yeah. So, like, it's funny. They just told me I was going to do the entertainment for the Caesars Entertainment Executives Christmas Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I just bought the most nasty Lady Santa Claus outfit. I'll probably get fired that night.
You know what it's going to
be? It might be my last night.
Here's what you do. Top that thing off. Fingerless lace gloves.
Done. Oh, wait. Guess what? You want to see it? It comes with fingerless Santa lace gloves. I'll show it to you, the picture.
I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't want my dirty Mrs. Claus.
Where's my phone, Lou? I'll show it to everybody. Yeah, it's so nasty. I'll probably get fired that night.
Is it another? Do you have like a card at Party City? Like do you get rewards?
This is actually from Venus Skank Clothes. Venus is a skank website for skanky clothes.
I'm going to predict right now that you're going to not get fired. You're probably going to get a lot of uncomfortable business opportunities from executives. Oh, goodness. Hold that right up to the camera.
Can't see it too well.
We got it.
Oh, there we go. Goodness. It'll
goodness.
There we go.
Vicky Barbolak.
Yeah, and then I got some sequined fishnets.
Perfect, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Lou, what are you going to wear? Alf out? Sexy Alf out?
Sexy Alf.
Yeah, sexy Alf.
And then I thought I would get the Caesars executives.
Screw it.
Red nut huggers. Red velvet nut huggers.
They probably already have them.
Hold on.
Exactly. Yeah. Lou, you can never have a fresh pair of those.
They're going another pair.
Why break the budget, Lou? Just go with the French maid outfit. Just put that on and you'll be perfect.
You already got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this show so much. I like that the Barbalacs are playing dress up.
Yeah, if only he would. I'm so excited, though. You know, I have this one costume fantasy my whole life, and no man would ever do it with me. Any of my other husbands were not nearly as good as this one. But I always wanted to be Marie Antoinette, you know, with the big ball gown.
Sure.
And my partner would be the piss boy. Because in the old days, Marie Antoinette times, you couldn't get your dress out the door, so there was a piss boy who'd come take your piss while you were at the ball.
Yeah.
And so this year, this coming Halloween, I'm marrying some guys in Boise, and I'm We're doing it. He's going to be the piss boy.
You know, I hate to pull the wind out of your sails, but Brian's been my piss boy for years. So.
And it
See
smells weird.
How it worked for you?
It smells yeah so weird.
I'm not really going to piss.
Eat some
probably
vegetables. It's asparagus, dude. Oh, eat some vegetables. It's, my God.
No, he has made me swear that I will not really piss.
Well, we should bust another drink. Go, no more.
The piss boy is cutting you off.
That's true. I'm going to get some of those.
I can't carry any more, man.
The piss boy is not where I thought you were to go.
My arms are so tired.
Piss boy is not where I thought you were to go with that costume. I literally, I was saying, you're telling me you couldn't find an ex-husband who wanted to play the guy who ran the guillotine?
Oh, Vinny, that's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, they all wanted to run the guillotine on me. Lou does. Oh, that poor guy.
That's not a euphemism. Running the guillotine on somebody, that's not a euphemism, right?
No,
that's
no.
Oh, okay.
It's
I
so,
didn't know.
This is really a rare treat to have Lou here with us. So I got to ask you, Lou, what about her makes you want to guillotine her?
Nothing.
How much time do you have?
No, I'm just going for the dirt. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we do.
We got a great relationship. Both entertainers, because I play piano and stuff.
And you play piano at the Comedy Store, you said, right?
Yeah.
I'll be playing piano tonight. Well, this weekend.
Everyone that knows us calls him St. Lou.
St. Lou?
Yeah.
Because he puts up with you?
Yeah.
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 Vicky Barbalax going on another trip to St. Louis.
That's right.
Oh, God.
But hey, it's fun, you know?
So how long have you been playing the piano at the Comedy Store?
26 years.
Wow. So you've seen some interesting stuff over there.
Yeah.
How did you start?
It was just an ad in a newspaper, literally. I had just left playing a piano bar. The club got sold. They weren't going to do piano anymore. So they put me in there and you know, as playing piano. So I probably played there about 3-4 years before I met Vicky. And then we kind of hung out together for a while. Then I got separated and eventually divorced my wife. And we got together.
Wow. So a love blossomed at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. The first time I met Lou, it was outside the Comedy Store in the back, like little thing. And I walked up to him. All I said was, hello. And he goes, I'm married.
See, already,
the magic was there. And I went, oh, man, I'm going to kill myself. I don't even want to live anymore.
He's like, do I look like a piss boy to you?
It was hilarious. Literally, hello. I'm married. Thank you.
Like, was that the way your ex was? Listen, I know a guy. I know a guy whose wife is really like...
Yes.
Yeah, like, so if any woman pays any attention to you, you're like, point at the ring and look at your toes. Like, I don't know.
No, it's true. I mean, I guess she was like that. But I've become like that now because, like, when I'm not at the when he's there and I'm not there, there's these girls called the Louettes that come to watch him play.
Right.
And all the door guys watch my back if they get too close.
Really?
They rat on him.
They rat out the Louettes.
Yeah.
and a couple times I've been there, and they've pointed out exactly which ones they are, and I'm like, ha!
Lou, you seem like a really nice guy, but I am shocked to find out you have groupies. I am shocked.
Isn't it weird? I know. Isn't it cool, though?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
But my wife and I now got to a point where, like, if we get
hit on... She says go.
If we get hit on, we call each other and laugh about it. You know, because it's just...
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just... It gets to the point where you're just like, it's... funny that they you're like, oh really, you think that? Like, it's just, it's funny.
I think that's kind of cute. If somebody ever hit on me, I'd call the papers. I would be I'd be on the phone with CNN. I'd be trying to leak it.
It's true.
She'll just be like, can you believe what this guy said? And I'm like, can you believe what this girl said? You know, it's just funny.
Yeah, it is. It's funny, but I also am making sure that they
that
do
it remains,
their job.
That it remains funny.
Yeah, because, you know, he's a musician. You know, you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll man very long. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Now, how long have
Joni
you been married?
Joni Mitchell taught me that.
Well, we've been married 14 years and been together 21.
Wow. Lucky 21, blackjack.
Yeah, exactly.
22,
we got married at the Comedy Store. This might be his ticket out.
Yeah.
We got married at the Comedy Store on a Monday night with a 2-drink minimum. It was
at
really
your
fun.
Wedding?
Yeah.
No other way to do it.
Yeah, it was really cool. Mitzi came and everything. It was really fun.
That's so sad about Mitzi. How's everything holding up out there without her?
Oh, well, you know, she hasn't been working for probably 12 years. And so it's monstrously successful, you know. It's insane.
Right.
Every room, every night is packed. It's really fun. It's the place to be in L.A. It always has been to me, even, you know, but it's insane now. Then there's like the front bar, and then we got a comedian's bar in the back now. And it's,
really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So, question about the comedian's bar. Just an etiquette question. What's the rule on the comedian's bar? How do you get back to the comedian's bar?
It's very easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all you have to know is a comedian.
You just have to know a
comedian.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Just start yelling names out.
Yeah.
Robin Williams!
And it's really neat. It's like 10 people can fit in there. It's really far out.
We'll call you if we need an endorsement.
You guys come out, I'll take you
well,
in.
Well, no, I'm just wondering because, like, some, you know, like there's the comics table in New York and there's all sorts of rules and stuff like that. I'm just wondering when you mentioned
nothing.
There's a comedy
store.
So,
it's so comedy store. And then there's the back smoking area, which has, you know, always been there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, and the, but the front bar on Sunset, which is a public bar, is my humble opinion, but for anyone, it is one of the coolest places to hang out in LA. The front bar on Sunset is just fantastic.
Well, folks, the place to be this weekend is here at Comedy at the Carlson. Vicky Barbalai.
Front bar outside. We'll be drinking outside, can't we?
Yeah. We do whatever we want, Vicky.
Yes, we can then.
Did I mention who's on the show? Joe Bruno. My boy Joe Bruno. And little Vinny P.
Vinny, my feature. Bruno. This is going to be so much fun.
I love Joey. I just saw Joey a couple weeks ago. I'm excited to work with him.
I drug him. I had him at theater with me in Ohio last week, and he tore it up. It was really fun.
Awesome.
Such a nice guy. And he's supposed to bring me a bottle of wine that he makes at his house. And
oh, I don't know if I do that.
Anyway, listen, I tried his
wine. You think you got a rat problem?
No, I'm not kidding you. Yeah, oh, shoot.
No, I've known Joe for a lot of years.
He's got New York rats.
But so he shows up. I said, I'd love to have you do this theater thing, but you must bring me a bottle of that Chianti because, not kidding you guys, it was knock your feet off delicious Chianti. So he shows up at the theater with the bottle. He goes, it was my last bottle. His bottles all have his own label on them. And I haven't seen him for a year. There is no label on this bottle whatsoever. He goes, I'm sorry, I didn't have a label for it. First of all, I know it's not that Chianti. I know he went to Trader Joe's and got some red wine steamed off the label. And I know it's not the good wine. I know it's not. I'm going to open it in front of his face and drink it. And it's not going to be the good Chianti.
Oh, you don't.
There's no way.
Can we mess with him?
Yeah.
Let's plan it out. What do we want to do? So, okay. let's open the bottle of wine, and just be like, oh, this is your homemade wine, Joe. And then we take it. We both go.
Okay, listen.
I say we both, we cue it where we both do a spit take of how terrible it is.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you that I have that bottle with me because it was only 2 weeks ago in Ohio. So I'm going to get the same, I'm going to find a bottle at the liquor store with the same color foil. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to take the label off. That's
right,
easy.
Right, right.
And then we're going to do that to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, let's see if it is. And then he's going to try to claim that it is.
Uh-huh.
To the last breath. Him taste it.
Yeah, and then we're going to, let's do it. When do you guys air this?
We're live right now.
Shoot, he might be listening.
He doesn't know how the internet works. It's fine.
Joe Bruno, you think he knows how the computer works?
It's fine.
He hasn't returned an email ever. He doesn't know.
Okay, far out. No one call John Mercuno. John Mercuno. No one call John Mercuno and tell him what we're going to do.
Nobody.
No one.
No.
Okay, let's do it. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll have fun.
But I also know that he did that.
Yeah.
There is no way that's that Chianti.
Vicky Barbalai knows rats. She's calling you out.
I know my rats. I know them. I know them. You know, that's the only thing I worry about sometimes is, because they're so loud and they have such, balls, I'm worried they're going to come in our room and eat us at night.
Yeah, well, they will.
But I have so much food in the kitchen for them.
Yeah,
they will.
That's what they do. Yeah. I mean,
Vinny Paulino is here.
You want me to tell you?
Always here to make you feel better.
I don't know.
Yeah, rats will eat your face.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Did you ever hear about a rat? What do they call it? Were there rats?
The plague?
A rat nest thing?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking we have.
Where they actually get tangled up, their tails get tangled up, and they all get tied together.
I'm thinking there's one under the trailer.
Huh.
I really think there is.
You get it out there. Let the kids play with it. Kick it around a little rat ball.
Little grandsons. Yeah. Hey, everybody want to make $10?
Go stomp some rats.
Go under the trailer.
I can just imagine kids being taped up with couch cushions all over them. You send them under the trailer.
I do it. I'm the worst. You know what? This is so sad. You know who handles our T-shirt and our merchandise distribution from our website?
Joe Bruno.
My 11-year-old grandson.
You're kidding.
There's no minimum wage involved. I just pay him whatever I want.
Gets a couple T-shirts.
He's got a whole his room has a whole rack, and he doesn't even have room for his toys and anything anymore. It's all just my merchandise, and he mails it out.
Oh, here's your Christmas present from Grandma. Oh, Trailer Nasty T-shirt.
And he writes a handwritten note. And my 7-year-old grandson is his assistant, so he also writes notes. So with every time you order something from me online, you get it. We've been doing it like now 3 months because our other person quit, so I'm like, the only people I can ask is my grandsons. And then the littler one, they write little notes so every time you order something from my website, you get a note from my grandchildren, and it's addressed from them. It's like little tiny children's writing. But it saves me so much money. I'm the worst.
So,
that one lady just got 3 orders in a row.
Poor lady. Well, not poor lady. She probably got some marvelous merchandise.
She only had to pay one.
So I'm going to say this. Vicky Barbalak is performing 5 shows this weekend here at Comedy at the Carlson. Vicky Barbalak's show is incredible. It's filled with tales of child labor. Rats.
French maids.
And Simon Cowell.
And urine.
We might need to get the... Ed Piss Boys. Don't forget Piss Boys.
Vinny, we probably have to return the money of several tickets that have already been sold. There's no refunds.
Bring your garbage pails. You're going to love it. Vicky, we love
you. All the late night shows are done topless, right, Vinny?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah, it's my rule.
Maybe just to paste you. Market's mad, right? I don't want to get you any in trouble.
Here's my problem with the pasties. They keep getting caught in the hair on my chest. And I don't really. Yeah.
But that's
like
such
that.
A good way to clean that hair up.
Yeah, that's kind of the benefit of them. Mm-hmm. That's a little
my
bonus.
My nipples are.
That's 2019. I like to be natural. I'm a natural person.
Oh my gosh.
And I like to shake my big old titties naturally. I'm just America. That's how I like to do it. So. 5 shows. You get your tickets now. Visit carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY. Lou, I got to tell you, it was really, really nice to meet you and have you on today. And little Jimmy. There's little Jimmy hanging out down there. He's snoozing out. And Vicky, you are, as always, wonderful.
Thanks, you guys. So much fun. Again, I got in trouble. I told the rat story. Now no one will ever come to my trailer again.
I think you should be more concerned about the child labor law violation than you should be about the rats, to be honest with you.
No, they're independent contractors. I checked it out. It's totally good.
I'm sending them a W-9.
I am.
All right, folks. We're not going to be here next week for Thanksgiving. We're taking off, but there will be a best of episode airing. We miss Ross. There's no news today, but we will be back in the first week of December. We look forward to seeing you again. Have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. Anything you want to say to the viewers, Brian, before we go?
Just have a great Thanksgiving. Eat some turkey. Yell at your relatives.
Or send Brian notes about what an idiot he is. That's what I'm doing.
I'd be thankful.
Yes. Be thankful, Brian. You're in everybody's
thoughts. Any correspondence I can receive.
I'm too mean to him. I'll be nice to him for the holidays. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Act right, Rochester.
See you guys.